Originals, découvrez en avant-première nos interviews sur les séries qui font l'actu.
Beta Série, partenaire média du Festival international du film de Genève 2021 et membre du jury du European Script Award 2021.
Nous sommes donc en direct du Festival international du film de Genève, édition 2021, le GIF 2021, dont Beta Série est partenaire, Beta Série également partenaire du European Script Awards en tant que jury. Et j'ai à ce titre le plaisir et l'honneur d'interviewer Patrick Gullström, qui est le créateur et scénariste de la série Agatha Christie's Your Son, qui est une série suédoise de 8 épisodes de 45 minutes, actuellement diffusée en Scandinavie. On l'attend avec impatience sur nos écrans en France. So thank you very much, Patrick, to be with us today.
Yeah, thank you for having me.
Patrick, we hear in your title Agatha Christie. Your son is a character from Agatha Christie's books, but not a direct character. So what is this series about and who is your son?
Well, it's sort of a long story, but in Agatha Christie's books, there is a character called Ariane de Olivier. She's in around 8 or 10 books, I think. And she is a crime writer. So many believe that she is basically Agatha Christie's alter ego within the books. And her alter ego, Ariane de Olivier, she writes about her own detective, which is named Sven Jersson. So it's Sven Jersson is Agatha Christie's fictive character's fictive character. And in the books, he's a Finnish detective. But I mean, in total, there are about 7 or 10 lines about Sven Jersson specifically in her 80 books. So you, from the books, you get like the core characteristics. He's a vegan. He likes to winter bathe, and he's sort of an how's the word, sort of androgynous. It looks like he's a bisexual, and he's a master of solving crimes. So that's basically what we got from the books about Sven Jersson.
So sorry to interrupt you, because I would have had a question later on. I said, oh, okay, of course he's vegan, so you have made it more contemporary, but he was already vegan in the initial.
Yes, and that's sort of a testament to Agatha Christie. I mean, this how she was very ahead of her times in many ways, very progressive. I mean, imagine being a vegetarian in like the 40s. That was or being bisexual for that matter. So that was really cool. And a lot of people think that we sort of added those traits to the character to make him more modern. But that's what actually is in the original character, which made him a very cool character. So even if there wasn't a lot of material within the books, just those sort of simple things open up like a very cool world to explore in terms of this character.
So we understand there is a lot of material and ideas for development in this character. So beyond the story, because it is a crime drama, but we will discuss about its genre, which is not totally a crime, it's also quite humoristic. But what has been your intention while writing, developing? Because, for instance, you position this in these days, not at the Agatha Christie's time. So what has been your intention while developing it?
I mean, the intention was to create, I mean, Swedes are very sort of, we are known for our sort of dark, moody Nordic noir sort of crime dramas. And when we got the possibility to do this Agatha Christie suggestion, we wanted to sort of try something different. We wanted to make a sort of crime story, a crime series or suspense series that was quite playful, a bit lighter and also a bit quirky. But also, of course, with characters that sort of have a bit more sort of texture as well and depth. So that was sort of the initial idea to do something, you know, playful and funny, quirky, but also, yeah, hopefully sort of thrilling as well. And also really trying to pay homage to Agatha Christie's fantastic sort of world of stories and material and characters.
So you locate this series nowadays on cruising boats between Sweden and Finland, quite old-fashioned boats, so that makes a lot of sense. We're a bit lost because we're not really nowadays on these boats. Why did you choose this time? Why didn't you go at the Christie's time? Or is there some modification you did in the storytelling due to these contemporary times we live in?
Well, not to be honest. I mean, we always wanted it to be contemporary because it sort of forces you to think about sort of stories in a different way. And doing a contemporary story with Agatha Christie as the inspiration felt like a really cool challenge and something that you hadn't seen before. So that was sort of the idea. So there were never discussion about making it a period piece. But then we also wanted it to feel timeless in a sense. Modern yet sort of timeless. And for the first two episodes, which is Murder on the Boat, we also wanted to sort of pay our tribute to Agatha Christie in a bit more clear way with the pilot and drawing inspiration from Death on the Nile, but doing it in a sort of... And those cruises that you see there are a very sort of Swedish thing. A lot of Swedes do it. They go on these sort of cruises to Åland, where our character is.
To drink some time on the boat. Yes,
to drink, to have fun, to dance, because... so we thought it was like a very cool arena to set sort of the first episode. It's quite Swedish as well, and it's quite timeless. And there was like this clear sort of homage to Agatha Christie.
Did you have any influence from specific series while writing it? This kind of playing with period and not period, I mean timeless series?
I mean, not any series, I would say. I mean, we started developing this quite before Knives Out came out. But when Knives Out came out, it was sort of like it felt like, oh, this could really work. Because it was a bit scary to do this sort of modern take on Agatha Christie, make it playful, a bit quirky, but sort of suspenseful, and also a bit timeless and heightened in the tone. It's not sort of realism. So it was like, it felt exciting, but a bit scary. But when we saw sort of how good it worked in Knives Out, it gave us some sort of reassurance that sort of this could be a good genre to be in, because there are similarities to them, I believe, in terms of tone and look and style.
Makes a lot of sense, yes. An unlikely duo is really a clear concept, usually in TV shows. So what works, in your opinion, specifically between Clara and Sven? Because they are quite not meant to meet at the beginning. They are quite different. But finally, even in the first episode, they get along together, in fact, quite soon.
Yeah, I mean, that was sort of always sort of... we had Jashon from the books and from Agatha Christie. So a lot of the sort of development of the project was to sort of who will this character be that sort of becomes Jashon's sidekick or partner, is a better word, maybe. And to be honest, we wanted to create two characters that... their needs switched throughout the season. So when we meet Clara, she needs Jashon. She needs him to sort of keep her job, to sort of do something that matters, to fulfill herself and her career. So she really needs him, and Jashon doesn't want anything to do with Clara. And to take that character dynamic and sort of throughout the season switch it around. So basically it's Jashon that needs Clara and not she doesn't need him, was kind of a funny sort of play on these two characters, where it's quite sort of it's a familiar sort of set of sort of characters, the yin and yang, but we also wanted to sort of twist it around and develop it through the season, so it sort of becomes a reverse yin and yang in a weird way.
Yeah. They got a clear presence on screen, you know. So did you have them in mind as actors before, while writing?
I think Johan Renborg, which is one of Sweden's most famous comics, he was in mind early on, not in the beginning, but as it progressed, it felt like he was going to be Jashon in a weird way, you know, because it's sort of because it's really good not playing for humor, but sort of playing a quirky situation for real and then and by that creating the humor. I think he is really good at. And Hanna, who plays Clara, also came in and read and was just sort of spot on for the character, sort of this sort of... It's a hard thing to play Clara because she's a bit whimsy. But there is also a bit sort of a lot of depth to her.
She's voluntary also, very much.
Yeah, very vulnerable and sort of, and she sort of nailed that balance perfectly, Hanna, sort of to sort of being that sort of bit flimsy, over the top, messy, but still having those sort of that sort of emotional depth to the character.
Okay, so very very interesting. After one episode, we see there is a clear atmosphere in this show, and we're looking forward to watching the others and to get them released, you know, in our countries. Before we leave, any new show you are working in, or even a season two already, or other shows?
A season two is in development, so hopefully, fingers crossed. And I'm also developing another project, which I unfortunately can't talk about. But it's a lot of interesting things happening.
So great, you're very busy, and congratulations for this great idea, very fresh idea, and creative project. We wish you good luck for this Urban Script Awards, and also wish to welcome you very soon on Beta Série La Radio for another shows, one you will communicate on, or season two, who knows. Thank you so much again.
Originals, découvrez en avant-première nos interviews sur les séries qui font l'actu.
Beta Série, partenaire média du Festival international du film de Genève 2021 et membre du jury du European Script Award 2021.